Warehousing risks. Warehousing risks include strategy risks, warehouse property risks, inventory risks, regulatory risks, building code, labor, environment, and health and safety, and security risks. Note that warehouse security is discussed elsewhere as part of physical security. Poor selection of warehouse locations can result in a number of strategic risks to service levels or profitability. Once it is determined that a poor location is being used, some factors may be mitigated with capital improvements, but in many cases, the issue will be resolved only by relocation. Taking sufficient time to vet any replacement location is a good way of minimizing this risk in the future. Another issue is facility design risk, which involves an inability to cost-effectively modify a warehouse to suit new requirements. For example, if mobile racking is now desired in a cold chain facility, it will be cost-prohibitive to later have steel runners set flush into the insulated floor surface that can take the weight of the racking plus inventory. Warehouse property risks include fire, explosion, loss of power or utilities, flooding, or other inability to access or fully use the site for other reasons such as civil unrest. These are examples of risks to business continuity, and so business continuity insurance might be one response in addition to wise site selection, for example, not in a flood zone, and compliance with fire and other building codes. If the organization has only one warehouse, business continuity risk is especially high. Inventory risks include product spoilage, contamination, or damage. Cold storage warehouses have temperature range requirements that could fail to be upheld. Other specialized warehouse inventory risks include placement of inventory in a warehouse without proper import/export authorizations or improper storage/segregation, handling, or documentation of dangerous goods. Dangerous goods mishandling could result in fires, explosions, toxic gas emissions, poisoning, environmental damage, and so on. The warehouse also needs to comply with building code regulations, labor regulations, environmental regulations, health and safety regulations, and more. This compliance risk can result in fines or worse. Health and safety are subject to numerous regulations, but this is also a general source of liability, and keeping workers healthy and safe is an ethical obligation. In fact, health and safety are often at the top of mind for warehouse managers in terms of risk. Accidents can be quite costly in terms of regulatory fines, higher insurance premiums, lost productivity, and equipment damage. Trends for poor compliance and health and safety can also result in poor worker morale and high turnover. Data compiled from the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and the U.K. Health and Safety Executive, HSE, as cited in Warehouse Management by Richards, indicates that common warehouse health and safety risks include slips or trips, which in the UK are the cause of about 25% of major injuries, manual handling, which in the UK is the cause of about 45% of injuries that require missing 3 or more days from work, forklifts being used unsafely or being struck by a moving vehicle, four pallet or product stacking, failure to use personal protective equipment, PPE, falls from height, being struck by a falling, moving object, collision with a fixed or stationary object, failure to follow proper lockout/tagout procedures, which are related to cutting power to a breaker and then working on the circuits with the power off, but someone turning the power back on due to no tag or lock to prevent this, inadequate fire safety provisions, repetitive motion injuries. Organizations set preventive procedures such as closing an aisle in use by forklifts, policies such as PPE use requirements, and use equipment or technology with safety features. Organizations also need to track and report workplace injuries, illnesses, and deaths to the relevant health and safety agencies, insurers, and possibly the police. For example, OSHA requires reporting any death or any illness or injury that results in a loss of consciousness, a work restriction, a permanent job transfer, or any form of medical treatment other than first aid. The organization may be required to retain records on such injuries. Small organizations may be exempt from this being a regulatory requirement in some jurisdictions, but all organizations are wise to retain such records. These agencies track accident and death incidence rates, and the organization should internally track such data as well for improvement purposes.